from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, most of New Jersey is now under a flood watch as the state is expected to get heavy rain this afternoon. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero says some areas could get between 3 to 5 inches of rain. He'll have more on that coming up. Senate Republicans are putting the popularity of Department of Government Efficiency spending cuts to the test this week. The GOP lawmakers are looking to pass President Trump's request to claw back $9.4 billion in spending on public media and foreign aid. Senate Democrats are looking to kill the measure. Check for ticks. The wet and warm weather has made for a very active tick season here in New Jersey, says Dr. Edward Lifshitz with the State Health Department's Infectious and Zoonotic Disease Program.
In New Jersey, as with most of the rest of the Northeast, we have been seeing an increase in emergency department visits this year compared to most years in the recent past.
New Jersey emergency rooms are seeing around 100 to 120 visits per week for tick-related illnesses like Lyme disease this summer. That's a moderate increase of around 20% from past years. 8 more businesses have been named for outstanding wage, benefit, and tax law violations.
The names of the new businesses have been placed on the New Jersey Department of Labor and Workforce Development's Workplace Accountability and Labor List known as the WALL. The latest businesses to be added owe over $540,000 in unpaid wages, fines, and penalties. In total, 280 businesses are on the WALL, owing $26 million in unpaid wages or state taxes and contributions. Annette Petriccioni, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And New Jersey News brought to you by Acteon Networks. Protecting your home or business requires an expertly crafted solution. That's why New Jersey 101.5 trusts Acteon Networks. Visit protectedproperty.com and you'll discover why you should too. Acteon Networks, the official surveillance company of New Jersey 101.5. The body of the driver who was operating a tractor-trailer cab that went off the side of the Delaware Memorial Bridge Friday morning has been found. Authorities say his remains were located inside the cab under 20 feet of water. The cab hit a concrete barrier, crossed 3 lanes of traffic, and careened into the Delaware River. No other vehicles were involved. The man's identity has not been revealed. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. A flood watch is now in effect for most of New Jersey. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Hey, you feel that thick humidity in the air? That should be a clue about our biggest concern for today's round of strong thunderstorms. Yep, heavy rain and potential flooding back in the picture today. Pockets of very heavy rain could cause some big-time flooding through this evening's commute, so be very careful out there. Looks like we'll see the wet weather wrap up around midnight tonight, give or take. Low temperatures dip into the lower 70s, another sticky, steamy night. Tomorrow, a little calmer, clouds to sun, just a few showers around, especially in the southern half of the state. Highs mid-80s. Wednesday, mostly cloudy and hot with highs around 90, turning stormy again Wednesday afternoon and evening. Partly sunny with an isolated shower or thunderstorm, highs reaching into the lower 90s on Thursday. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Somerville, 87 degrees. Asbury Park, 84. Woodbury, 87. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather is brought to you by Optimum Business. Stay ahead of cyber threats with fast and secure fiber internet starting at $65 a month with 99.9% network reliability and speeds up to 8 gig. Visit optimum.com/business or call 8552-OPTIMUM today.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.